Dictation for Brittany William, Brittney. The last name is William, Willians. Date of birth is 3/18/87. Date of accident is 4/3/2024. Date of service 11/19/2025. Ms. Brittany Williams is presenting with a history of ongoing issues, chronic pain, especially focusing in the right and the left shoulder, lower back area. Pain in the right hip and some pain in the right leg, lower part of the leg, even involving the knee area, which is not major. The pain in the lower back is reported to be around 8, and pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 7. Right shoulder is 2 or 3 with normal range of motions. Pain in the neck is also reported to be only 2 or 3 with occasional radiation to the right upper arm as pincer needle. There is no radiation of pain to the left arm, and some pain she reports in the right hip, but it appears to be shooting from the lower back area. Patient has had only one epidural injections. It was advised to have several, 3 to 4, to up to 6 injections. That patient has not come forward. He also has not come forward for SI joint injections or facet joint injection as provided per her MRI report. He also failed to do any thoracic and cervical epidural injections also that were advised to her at the time when MRIs were done. Currently, patient has had arthrogram for the left shoulder that is being discussed, as well as patient has left right shoulder arthrogram that has already been discussed with her on the last visit. It was found to be almost completely normal with the mild bursitis. In the right knee, patient was found to have a meniscus tear and ACL sprain, for which patient was referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard on the last visit. MRI for the lumbar spine, L4, L5, L5 S1 showed disc herniation, for which patient was advised to have 4 to 6 lumbar epidural steroid injection, and patient failed to have those done. Cervical spine shows C5-6 disc herniation, for which 2 epidural injections have been advised, and patient failed to do that. At this time, patient complains of pain 7 to 10 in these areas. Patient can do 90 degrees of abduction on the left shoulder, 180 degrees of abduction on the right shoulder with no pain. Pain in the right shoulder is minimal, so more like a discomfort, so is in the neck area. Mid-back pain, there is no pain. ADLs are affected 10. Pain level is between 7 to 10 in most areas. The patient has a history of, please review the record for ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 132 over 105, pulse 86, pulse ox is 99%. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 11/3/2025, dictation number 1103-00-040, except the right shoulder has a normal physical examination, no physical finding, no positive Hocken candidate test or anterior posterior apprehension or speed test near test. In the right shoulder, range of motion 180 degrees, no discomfort, no tender spots are noticed. Inspection and palpation completely normal. Regarding the left shoulder, the patient has a maximum range of motion is 90 degrees with pain level around 7. And Hocken candidate test was found positive, as well as anterior posterior apprehension test, speed test, and near test. Distally, there is no motor weakness. Carpal tunnel testing is negative. The cervical spine also has normal range of motions with the forward flexion of 60, extension of 80, side flexion 25. And bilateral rotation is 70. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine are found negative. At Hoffman spine is negative, Sperling negative, Lerman test negative, and distraction test negative. Thoracic spine also, Roos test, Lump test negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Bregar test negative. Camp test negative. Brzezinski sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, bilateral SI joints were non-tender. However, favor test and Gonsalon test were found positive. But standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. The range of motion of the lumbar spine is also normal. Forward flexion at 60, extension 35, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35. In the knee examination, on inspection, knee is completely normal. And palpation do not reveal any tender spots. There is no valgus varus abnormality. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. Collateral ligaments are non-tender. Range of motion is completely normal. Patient is able to walk without any pain. No crepitus is noticed. Okay. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to refer the patient for a possible seizure possibility for neurology referrals, as well as the EEG has been ordered for this patient, and a brain MRI is ordered along with MRI and MRA. To rule out a Huntington chorea, seizures, EPS, and tardive dyskinesia, the patient showed some abnormal movements of the hands that are unrelated to our automobile accident, I believe. However, I'm just ordering the investigation. If the neurologist tend to diagnose it non-auto related, then be it, you know. As far as our job is concerned, we have recommended the patient to schedule her appointment and be available for epidural injections on lumbar region, which have not been done yet, and then SI joint injections, thanks to. The physical therapy has been discontinued since patient has had enough physical therapy and maximum rehab potential has been achieved. Patient can possibly go for surgery for the knee area, as there is an ACL injury and meniscus injury. At this time, patient is provided a return to work for a 10-pound lifting limit, light duty job. Thank you.